You see, academic workers reached tentative deal to end strike. The University of California reached a tentative agreement December 16 with 36,000 academic employees that would boost their pay and provide more benefits, after almost 5 weeks of a strike demanding, in part, pay raises and other benefits amid inflation. Resulting from the largest academic worker strike in the United States, the agreement would raise the minimum pay for both academic student employees and graduate student workers from about $24,000 to about $34,000, according to UC officials. The union's initial offer demanded that the UC more than double the base pay, but union leaders eventually agreed to let their members vote on the offer. Other notable benefits include providing up to $2,025 in childcare reimbursements per semester and waiving supplemental tuition for non-residents for up to 3 years for those who have advanced to candidacy in their graduate degree programs. UC officials first reached a tentative deal November 29 with 12,000 postdoctoral scholars and researchers on strike, who resumed work this week after ratifying the contract last weekend. UC President Michael Drake called the most recent deal a positive step forward in a December 16 statement. "If approved, these contracts will honor their critical work and allow us to continue attracting the top academic talent from across California and around the world," he said. Ray Curry, president of United Auto Workers, the national labor union representing the graduate students, said the same day that the new contract will help graduate students burdened by California's high cost of living. United Auto Workers members are set to vote on ratifying the contract next week, according to union officials. If approved, the contracts will be effective through May 31, 2025. More than a dozen academic workers on strike were handcuffed and cited December 14 for disrupting a UC Board of Regents meeting, which was delayed for hours by those refusing to leave the room, according to a December 15 statement by the UC Student Workers Union. The strike was launched November 14, after months of negotiation with the UC, by 48,000 researchers and student employees across all 10 UC campuses, which has left some classes without instructors and professors without teaching assistants to grade assignments and end-of-semester exams. The Council of UC Faculty Associations, a larger agency for faculty organizations across UC campuses, surveyed faculty and found that at least 39,000 student grades for the fall semester have been withheld as of December 17. About 3,400 graduate student workers at the University of Southern California also filed a petition December 14 to unionize in hopes of negotiating higher pay and better working conditions in the future.